This is the Pacifica National Board meeting on August 6, 2015. Welcome to all who may be listening. I'm Lydia Brazan, the chair, and I will ask our secretary, Janet Coburn, to call the roll so we may establish quorum.
Alan, KPFT.
Alan is here.
Alan, present. Agueta, KPFK. Burden, WBAI. Razan, KPFK.
Here.
Razan, present. Jim Brown, WPFW. Steve Brown, WBAI.
Here.
Steve Brown, present. Cass Nave, KPFT. Coleman, WBAI.
Here.
Coleman, present. Diaz, WPFW.
Present.
Diaz, present. Edwards, Pickard, KPFA.
Here.
Edwards, Pickard, present. Fuentes, KPFA. Coburn, KPFA, is present. Lane Ewart, KFAI affiliate.
Present.
Lane Ewart, present. Mark, KPFT.
Present.
Mark, present. Medina, KPFK. Norman, WPFW.
Present.
Norman, present. Rabin, WBQR affiliate. Writer, KPFT. Reyes, KPFK.
Present.
Reyes, present. Roberts, WBAI.
Present.
Roberts, present. Tucker, WPFW.
Present.
Tucker, present. Wilkinson, KPFA.
I'm here.
Wilkinson, present. Madam Chair, we have quorum of 12.
I'm sorry, Adriana. I'm here, Adriana Casnave, KPFT.
And Prophet?
Casnave, present. John Prophet.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm here.
ED. And
Madam Secretary.
Efren Leon. No?
Madam Secretary.
Yes, present.
One moment.
Brenda Medina.
Medina, present. Okay, 1 second. I have 16 present at roll call, plus John Prophet. And is anyone else other than the board members and John Prophet present?
I believe Efren Lorenas, our controller, is on the line also.
Okay.
Madam Secretary.
Well, could we address the chair? Address the chair, please.
Yes, okay. Go ahead, Benito.
Yeah, I was just going to say that Jim Brown is out of town. I forgot to ask him if he was going to watch tonight or not, but I forgot to mention it to him.
Did he ask you to request for an excuse action?
No. What I'm saying is we both forgot to talk about it. I'm just saying that he probably won't be here.
He didn't ask Are there any requests for excused absences that we have? Madam Secretary, it's the question to you.
I have not received any.
Okay. Thank you. So let's move on. May we identify timekeepers such as Brian and Adriana?
Brenda, I can keep the time for speaker.
For what?
Speaker.
This is Brian. I can keep time on items when I get home in about 5 minutes.
Got
So we will start, let me see, it's 8:45, 30 minutes for agenda approval, so that's 9:15.
Okay. Madam Chair, Coburn's
yes.
here. So excused absences would be zero. That was wrong.
I thought you received none, you told me.
I have not. Yeah, right. I've received none.
Okay. Oh, zero. Okay. So, who's that?
Oh, Selena, are we on agenda items? I want to get on the stack.
Okay.
Steve Brown on the stack for the agenda.
Okay, Shireen and Steve. Shireen.
Coburn Point.
Shireen.
I'm sorry, I thought Jana was asking for a point of something.
Yeah, a motion to approve the agenda? We have
this.
Oh,
I need
I'll
a motion to approve the agenda.
Shireen most.
Okay, is there a second?
Benito.
And Benito seconds. Thank you. Shireen, you're on the stack.
Okay, thanks. But I'm sorry, I've been offline since about maybe 2:30, so I don't know what the most recent draft looks like. I'm speaking to the bylaw amendment timeline that was previously discussed, and I'd like to have it on the agenda right after the approval of minutes.
I'm sorry, go ahead. What are you adding?
I would like to be sure, and if not, I would like to move that the bylaw amendment, the adjustment of the amendment of the bylaw amendment timeline be on the agenda after minutes.
After minutes?
Yes.
Isn't there, like, there's going to be a committee motion that apparently
sorry,
didn't make.
Can't hear you.
Okay. There's going to be a governance committee motion, which I'm having to retype from memory, for the governance committee. Did you want it under governance or not? Since there's
no.
a motion in governance bylaws.
No? Madam Chair, it is on the agenda. I sent out a revised agenda. It's under new
okay.
business, 6, new business A.
Okay. May I speak, Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I began by saying that I haven't been online since 2:30, so I don't
right.
know what you said. And in my last note to the board, I asked that it be placed as a special item, special order item, immediately after minutes because it is a time-sensitive matter.
Time.
So that's my motion.
Okay. So my question was just since you don't have access to the revised agenda, okay, which under the governance committee is the motion change of bylaws amendment process notice and date, which is the motion we passed at the governance committee meeting.
Right. I'm familiar with the motion. I know that George sent it to the board around 11-something, about 12 o'clock New York time. And if someone would like to make a motion to move the governance committee motion to where I'm proposing to put the original motion, that's fine. But I don't think that this motion should simply go down wherever the governance committee motion might be, because it is a rather time-sensitive issue.
Okay, so everybody heard, is everyone clear on what happened? There was a motion regarding the bylaw, amending the bylaws timeline slightly that was passed on the governance committee, and that will be taken up in the governance committee agenda item. And so the question is the placement of the of Serene's item in new business, which is a separate motion, and whether we move the same issue up after the minutes. Is that what you said, after the minutes approval?
Yes, and in fact, in my note proposing it, I suggested that we could also, at the same time, discuss the governance, the motion that came through governance. Was that last night or whenever, the night before?
Okay.
But so my point is that it needs to be high up in the agenda because it needs to be resolved tonight.
Okay, so we can just say we're moving the governance committee item with the bylaws motion and your bylaws motion to after minutes, correct? Or after the ED report?
No, after minutes.
After minutes. Okay. So that's what's on the floor, people.
Burden on the staff for holding points of information.
Yes, of course.
We have a second.
Alan for the stack.
And Burden for the stack.
Okay, but who asked for the point of information?
Coburn. Do we have a second?
Okay. Is there a second to Serene's motion to move the time-sensitive bylaws timeline?
Medina, second.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. If there are no other comments, if we can go to a vote.
No.
Burden
for
the stack.
Coburn.
The stack? Okay. Sorry.
And
okay.
Burden. Thank you.
And Coburn.
Okay. So, Burden, go ahead, and then Coburn.
Yes, I find these multiple mailings with multiple issues. I would appreciate it if the Secretary could send out a separate mailing with the agenda and separate mailings for minutes, and because I cannot locate all of these items in mailings that are more than one or two items included in them. So if we could please have a separate mailing for whatever we're dealing with at the moment, such as the agenda, I would appreciate it. Thank you.
Point of information.
Point of information,
Steve Brown. Is this? I'm a little confused. Is this stack right now only to discuss Serene's motion, or is this an agenda approval stack, which I am on as going right after Serene?
No, I have you on after we finish this item. This is just a Serene stack.
I see. Okay.
We dispense with this item, and then we will go on to the next agenda amendment.
Got it.
Okay.
Coburn, may I respond to the request?
Yes.
So the email I sent out, and I send out each time with the agenda attached, the minutes that are, and the agenda has appendices, so it's all in one document, plus attachments for the minutes, so it's all in one place.
Yes, that's what my complaint.
So you don't have
Thank
to, you don't have to go searching. Burden,
I am searching. I am going searching, and I would like it in one, a separate item, because it's impossible to locate in this long list of attachments.
Okay, I have an order.
Yes, Serene.
Okay, so we are dealing with the placement of an issue on the agenda, not the format that the Secretary uses to send it out, which I actually think is very useful.
Yes, okay,
Alan,
Janet.
Alan for the stack.
I heard you, Teresa. Janet Coburn, speak to the motion, please, not to Carolyn's issue.
Oh, well, I was not. Okay. So there are other motions and items on the agenda that are also time sensitive. So, for example, the Elections Committee motion actually that might be the only other one at this point. Oh, and the Finance Committee motion. So I would object to changing the order. I would vote against moving.
Thank you, Teresa.
I just want to be sure that this is the only motion, because Serene mentioned another governance motion that was not time sensitive. We are only voting on this issue involving bylaws, correct?
It's the same issue.
I do not want to discuss anything out of order that is not time sensitive.
No, it's the same time-sensitive issue. It's not. Okay. The clock hasn't been running, and so we need to decide how to move the timetable. And okay, so can we call the roll, please?
Alan?
Alan says yes.
Alan, yes. Argueta? Burden?
Pass.
Burden passes. Jim Brown? Steve Brown? Steve Brown, how do you vote?
Yes.
Steve Brown votes yes. Castanave?
Yes.
Castanave votes yes. Coleman? Diaz?
No.
Diaz votes no. Edward Steekert?
Did you get Coleman?
No. What? How do you vote? Janet, how do you vote?
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry, point of personal privilege? Point of personal privilege?
Yes.
Serene, may I vote yes now? I'm in a tunnel. I think I'm likely to be dropped.
No. That's ridiculous.
I'm asking which here.
Yes, you may. You've done it for others.
My vote is yes. Thank you.
Robert, yes. Edward Speaker.
Yes.
Edward Speaker. Yes. Fuentes? Coburn votes no. Lane Ewart?
Yes.
Lane Ewart, yes. Mark?
Abstain.
Mark abstains. Medina?
Yes.
Medina votes yes. Norman?
Yes.
Norman votes yes. Rabin? Ryder? Reyes?
Reyes votes yes.
Reyes votes yes. Tucker?
Yes.
Tucker, yes. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Wilkinson, yes. Burden, you pass?
Abstain.
Burden abstains. Okay, one moment. I have 12 yes, 2 no, 2 abstains. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote yes.
So Zahn votes yes, so that's 13-2-2.
Madam Secretary, if I may ask, given that some people might be watching the at the same time, can we, if you don't hear people say their choice of voting, if you can say, I can't hear you, in addition to just calling their name twice.
Okay.
Or instead of...
I hope I remember, but remind me if I don't.
If you do. No, it won't be worth reminding, I'm just, if you can remember. Okay. Let's move on to Steve Brown.
Okay, I would like to move. I have two motions that are in new business. I would like to move them because they're time sensitive, and I will explain how. I would like to move them to right after item 3 and right before item 4. These two motions are time sensitive. For this reason, they deal with, in the first hand, dismissing Dan Siegel as attorney for the foundation and severing all ties with him and his firm. I believe that the firm, that the corporation is in danger for as long as Siegel continues to act on its behalf, because we are unsure of on whose behalf he is really acting, since I believe it's a conflict of interest that he has demonstrated. The other motion is to censure Margie Wilkinson, who conspired with Siegel in certain actions which I've outlined in the motion.
Point of order.
And I believe that she is a danger also to remain on this board, because there is doubt as to whose behalf she is acting on.
Okay, thank you. Point of order.
Serene?
I think that calling someone a danger, I think is the expression he used, a danger to the foundation, is inappropriate, and that it ascribes a motive that is improper.
Right. Well, first, my first order is that I'm ruling this out of order because a motion to remove a director, as I sent around to the board, requires 30 days' notice, so it's out of order for this agenda. And in the matter of the firm representing the foundation at the time, we have a contract with them, and that belongs in executive session regardless. And there are other conflicts of interest beyond what has been claimed, and that will have to be discussed in executive session.
Point of order. The chair is incorrect. The motion I referred to was to censure Margie Wilkinson. The notice of intent to remove her from the board does require 30 days, and it will stay in new business. So the two motions I want to move are to dismiss Dan Siegel and sever relationships with him. And the motion says, as quickly as practical or feasible, and with prejudice.
Okay. Right now, your motion to censure is in new business?
Excuse me?
The motion to censure is in new business, is that correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
Thank you. You want to move it up to 3B, 3A?
No, I want to move it up to right before number 4. After the...
I see. Okay, is there any other history with one? Okay, so it's 2-4.
Janet Copeland, point of information?
Yes. Go ahead.
Chair, you were ruling something out of order. Are you...
Well, it is, but I was looking at the motion to remove, the motion to censure.
They're two different motions.
Okay. 2-4, 2 against, and then we go to a vote.
Is there a second?
Yes, a second.
Janet seconds.
Okay. We don't have to have 2-4 and 2 against. If we're ready to vote, we can go to a vote. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Alan.
Point of information.
Oh.
Hello. Alan would like to ask a question, perhaps speak before the vote.
Okay, go ahead, Alan. Go ahead, Alan.
Point of information, Benito.
Okay, Benito, what is your point of information?
Yeah, I just want to make sure we're voting, we're almost about to vote on the censure motion. Is that it?
Yes, whether to move it up on the agenda from new business to at the end of 3 and before 4.
And the motion on Siegel as well.
And what is that motion? That's to sever relationships, though, right?
That is correct.
Oh, yeah. I will have a ruling on that. Let's do one at a time. Okay. I already ruled that one. I'm about to rule that one out of order. But go ahead, Teresa.
Part of my question was the fact that I wanted to make sure which of these two we were voting on. But so you're saying that the censuring issue should not be moved up, Madam Chair? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying it's in order. We're going to take a vote on it.
To whether even to put it on the to move it up on the agenda.
That's correct.
Okay, I think it does need to be moved up on the agenda. I want to make sure it gets discussed. There's a lot of concern about this, and it's information that just came to our attention, but I would like to hear some of the issues that people feel are involved, because whether we need to hire a different law firm to give us an opinion on this, I would like to at least hear the arguments now.
Okay. So can we go to a vote now? Madam Secretary.
Okay. I'm sorry. So we're it's a vote to move item 6B, is that it? To right after after, I'm sorry, right before item 3, old business. Is that correct?
No, to move it right before item 4.
Which is right after item 3.
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, but you go to the stack.
I'm sorry. I might have said it wrong.
Madam
Chair, should I call the roll or do you want to
call the roll?
This is Benito. I'm trying to get on the stack real quick.
Huh? Okay, Benito.
Okay, you know, I'm going. This is with regard to the motion, the censure motion. You know, we have a number of issues tonight that seem to be real timely, having to do with the election and et cetera. So as much as I can understand people wanting information or clarification regarding all these emails that are flying around the stratosphere or cyberspace or whatever you want to call it, I don't see where this merits moving up on the agenda at all. We need to deal with things that are timely. You know, and which is not to denigrate this issue either, but all I'm saying is we got things that have to happen for the election to occur. So all this other stuff is pie in the sky.
Okay, thank you.
So I would vote against, I recommend voting against moving this thing up.
Serene, moving to the stack.
Serene, with a point of information, please.
Okay, Serene.
Okay, and I'm sorry. I heard two different motions, which I don't think you're allowed to make two amendments in one anyway, but I don't know which one we're about to vote on, please.
We're only voting on moving up the motion to censure Margie.
Okay, thanks.
Madam Chair?
Janet Kay, may I get on the back?
Yes, Adriana?
Madam Chair? Yes. We reached the time limit in discussion of the agenda.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. By my clock, we have 7 minutes remaining.
7 minutes. We have time. Okay, Janet Kay.
Yes, so in response to the comment about we have time-sensitive issues, this would be all the others would be handled before these two, because these two would be right before old business. So,
thank you. Call the roll. Okay, thank you. Call the roll.
Alan.
Alan says yes.
Alan votes yes. Argueta. Burden.
Yes.
Burden votes yes. Jim Brown. Steve Brown.
Yes.
Steve Brown votes yes. Castaneve.
No.
Castaneve votes no. Coleman.
Yes.
Coleman votes yes. Diaz.
No.
Diaz votes no. Edward Tiefert.
No.
Edward Tiefert votes no. Fuentes. Coburn votes yes. Edward, Lane Ewart.
Yes.
Lane Ewart. Yes. Robert Mark.
No.
Mark votes no. Medina.
Medina votes no.
Medina votes no. Norman.
No.
Norman votes no. Rabin. I can't hear you. Ryder. I can't hear you. Yes. Can't hear you. Roberts?
No.
Roberts votes no. Tucker?
No.
Tucker votes no. Wilkinson?
Abstain.
Sorry?
Abstain.
Wilkinson abstains. Jim Brown, Fuentes, Rabin. Sorry, who is that?
Madam Secretary, you forgot to call on me.
This is Lawrence.
I did call on you, but I'm going over. I didn't hear you, so I'm just going back.
Sorry.
Agueta, Jim Brown, Fuentes, Rabin, Ryder, Reyes. How do you vote?
No. Vote no.
Reyes votes no. Okay, one moment. I have 6 yes, 9 no, 1 abstain. Madam Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote no.
Ms. Zahn votes no. That's 6 yes, 10 no, 1 abstention.
Okay, so then the second part of this, which is whether to add... And presumably, Steve, you wanted that right after, at the same place, right?
Correct. Correct.
Okay. Which is the motion to sever all connections with COE. And the chair is ruling that out of order for the reason that we have a contractual agreement and for the reason that there are other people, person or persons, who have a conflict of interest with dealing with this, which will be discussed in executive session.
I challenge the ruling of the chair, and I'd like to speak on that.
Okay, that's fine. Go ahead, Steve.
This issue has become a public matter, and it does not involve discussing the intricacies of the contractual relationship we have with Siegel. It merely says that whatever relationship we have should be terminated as quickly and as feasibly as possible. If we have legal requirements that must be met, I understand. On the other hand, if we have a contract of any kind with Siegel or Siegel and Yee, there are reasons for breaking contracts. And I think that the reasons explained in or described in the motion are sufficient. So I challenge the ruling of the chair on this.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else?
Point of information.
Identify yourself.
This is Janice Lang Ewart.
Janice, go ahead.
Yeah, point of information. Madam Chair, yes. Is there information that indicates when the contract with Siegel and Yee was approved and what was the vote by the board? I question this because I don't recall in the meetings that I've attended in the last 2 years where this contract was approved by the board.
Yes, it was approved by the members who had no conflict of interest at the time. And it became part of executive session and executive session minutes, which can be discussed in executive session, which is what I said before. Thank you.
Madam Chair, point of information from Janet Kay.
Janet?
Is there a second to the challenge to the ruling of the chair?
Yes, Bergman seconds.
Okay, so
can you hear that? Thank you.
Alan to the stack.
May I have an acknowledgement of that, please? Bergman second.
Okay, Teresa?
Yes,
excuse me, Madam Chair, did you hear my second?
I did.
I didn't hear it acknowledged. Thank you. I didn't hear it acknowledged. Thank you.
Madam
Brian,
Chair,
with a question.
I'm confused because I'm not hearing, I didn't hear the answer to Janice Lane Ewart's question. I would like to know when this contract with Siegel and Yee was approved. Because she's been on the board for 2 years. I've been on the board just this year, but I don't remember approving the contract.
It was approved by the directors who did not have a conflict of interest at the time.
That doesn't make sense. Who are the people that didn't have? Are you saying that I had a conflict of interest? I was not privy to the contract. I think
on the board at the time. And it will be
point of information, Madam Chair.
Can I be recognized, please? No. Hold on a second. Okay. So, any questions relative to the contract, relative to executive session votes, et cetera, at the time, can be addressed in executive session. That is
part of my ruling. It's Julian.
Madam Chair, I have
Madam Chair,
point
we're
of
time.
Order. I object, Madam Chair.
Well, that's why
it
you
should
take
be a... public knowledge if we have a contract and when it was signed. Are you saying that I had a conflict of interest, so somebody signed a contract with Siegel and Yee without my knowledge, and I'm not privy to? I'm not to be told when it was.
So you were not on the
information, Madam Chair.
Okay. Go ahead. Is it about the vote? Because it can't be debate. Go ahead.
Madam Chair, we are at time for the agenda.
I move to extend. Burden, move to extend for 10 minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
Is this a motion to extend?
Yeah,
for 10 minutes. I would second it.
I object.
Okay, we have
information.
Wait, stop, everyone. We have a set rule, which means that this vote will require two-thirds to extend this. We have a rule that the agenda approval is 30 minutes. So we have a motion to extend 10 minutes and a second. Madam Secretary, can you, unless your question is about this vote to extend, I'm not entertaining it.
Point of information, please, Madam Chair.
Yes. Okay.
Is it your intention not to answer the question of the exact date when this contract with Siegel was approved?
No, first of all, I don't have it right in front of me, but that's not the issue. Right now, we're the only thing on the floor is to extend 10 minutes. Okay, Madam Secretary, take the roll. Sorry, I was on mute. Alan.
Alan says yes.
Alan, yes. Argueta. Can't hear you. Burden.
Yes.
Burden votes yes. Jim Brown. Can't hear you. Steve Brown.
Yes.
Steve Brown votes yes. Castaneda.
No.
Castaneda votes no. Coleman.
Yes.
Coleman votes yes. Diaz.
No.
Diaz votes no. Edward Steekert.
No.
Edward Steekert votes no. Fuentes. Can't hear you. Coburn votes yes. Lane Ewart.
Yes.
Lane Ewart votes yes. Mark. Can't hear
yes.
you. Mark votes yes. Medina.
No.
Medina votes no. Norman.
No.
Norman votes no. Rabin. Can't hear you. Ryder. Can't hear you. Reyes.
Reyes votes no.
Reyes votes no. Roberts.
No.
Roberts votes no. Tucker.
No.
Tucker votes no. Wilkinson. Wilkinson abstains. Okay, one moment.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is on extending. I vote no.
Okay. Wilkinson votes no. One moment. Madam Chair, I have 7 yes, 9 no, 0 abstentions. Do you care to vote?
Yes, I vote no.
Fazan votes no. 7 yes, 10 no, 0 abstentions.
Oh.
Failed.
Okay. Where did the... Oh, yes, okay. So next is the minutes approval and...
Point of order.
Yes.
We have to vote on the proposed amendment from Steve Brown, then vote on the agenda as amended.
Of course, sorry. I'm sorry. And just to leave my office and to get in the car. Okay. Yes. So first,
We have to vote on upholding the chair because you ruled it out of order.
Yes. Okay. We have a yes vote upholds my ruling as chair that this is out of order for the open session. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Alan.
Can't hear you. Agueta. Can't hear you. Burden.
No.
Burden votes no. Jim Brown. Can't hear you. Steve Brown.
No.
Steve Brown votes no. Castaneve.
Yes.
Castaneve votes yes. Coleman.
No.
Coleman votes no. Diaz.
Aye and aye.
Diaz votes yes. Edwards Tekert. Edwards Tekert votes yes. Fuentes. Can't hear you. Coburn abstains. Lane Ewart.
No.
Lane Ewart votes no. Mark.
Mark votes no.
Mark votes no. Medina.
Yes.
Medina votes yes. Norman.
Yes.
Norman votes yes. Rabin. Can't hear you. Reiter. Can't hear you. Reyes.
Yes.
Reyes votes yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Roberts votes yes. Tucker.
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. Wilkinson.
I abstain.
Wilkinson abstains. Okay. Allen.
Allen says no.
Allen votes no. Agueta. Jim Brown. Fuentes. Rabin. Ryder. Okay, one moment. I have 8 yes, 6 no, 1 abstention. Madam Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote yes.
Brazon votes okay. Yes. That's 9-6-1.
Okay, so now we're going to take a vote on approving the agenda. Are there any objections to approving the agenda?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, 6-1.
One moment, please. Okay. This is the approving the agenda as amended. Allen.
Allen says yes.
Allen votes yes. Argueta. Can't hear you. Burden.
No.
Burden votes no. I'm sorry. Jim Brown. Steve Brown.
No.
Steve Brown votes no. Castaneve.
Yes.
Castaneve votes yes. Coleman.
No.
Coleman votes no. Diaz.
Aye and aye.
Diaz votes yes. Edwards Tekert.
Yes.
Edwards Tekert votes yes. Fuentes. Coburn votes yes. Lane Ewart.
No.
Lane Ewart votes no. Mark.
No.
Mark votes no. Medina.
Yes.
Medina votes yes. Norman.
Yes.
Yes.
Norman votes yes. Rabin. Ryder. Reyes.
Reyes votes yes.
Reyes votes yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Roberts votes yes. Tucker.
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Wilkinson votes yes. Okay, I am going to no longer call the names of the people who have not responded yet and ask them if saying that I have not heard them unless the chair asks me to continue doing that. So let me.
Is Brazon going to vote?
But one moment. So I have 11 yes, 5 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote yes.
Brazon votes yes, so that's 12 yes, 5 no, 0 abstentions.
Okay.
So the agenda is approved, and now we are moving on to minutes approval. And Madam Secretary, if you can list those now, I am driving. But anyway.
There are four sets of minutes, all of which former Secretary Serene Roberts sent by email and sometime, I think, on July 8th, something like that. So one is July 31st, 2014, and there's August 14th, 2014, September 4th, 2014, and February 12th, 2015.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved. Carolyn
Burden on the stack, please.
Okay. I'm sorry. Who moved to approve?
Adriana Casney moved to approve the minutes.
Is there a second?
Burden on the stack, please.
Okay.
Hold on.
Margie
moved to second. Carolyn, go ahead.
Yes. We have so many things on the agenda, as people point out, and there's several issues pending on these minutes. I would like to move postponing consideration of the minutes until the next open meeting.
Okay. Is there a second to that motion? Hearing no
second.
Who's that?
Janice Lane Ewart.
Okay. Thank you. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Okay. Well, actually, was there a postponement to a particular time?
To the next open session. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's what she said.
Sorry.
Table, I guess.
Okay. Call the roll.
All right. Alan. Can't hear you. Burden.
Alan Ebb.
Yes.
Burden votes yes. Alan, what was your vote?
Abstains.
Alan abstains. Steve Brown.
I'm sorry, I had to step away and I did not hear. What are we voting on?
Whether to postpone approving the minutes until the next open session.
Ah, I vote yes.
Steve Brown votes yes. Kesnave.
No.
Kesnave votes no. Coleman.
Votes yes.
Coleman votes yes. Diaz.
No.
Diaz votes no. Edward Steekert.
No.
Edward Steekert, no. Coburn abstains. Lane Ewart.
Yes.
Lane Ewart, yes. Mark. Can't hear you.
Mark votes yes.
Mark votes yes. Medina.
Yes.
Medina, yes. Norman. Can't hear you.
Pass.
Norman passes. Rabin. Reyes.
Yes.
Reyes, yes. Roberts. Roberts, can't hear you.
No.
Roberts votes no. Tucker.
No.
Can't hear you. Tucker votes no. Wilkinson.
No.
Wilkinson votes no.
Madam Chair, I'd like to switch my vote to no. This is Florence Reyes.
Reyes votes no. Norman, you pass.
No.
Norman votes no. Okay, one moment.
And Alan will now change her vote to yes.
Alan votes yes.
Sorry for the confusion.
And Coburn is going to change hers to yes as well. All right, I'm going to count. Madam Chair, I have 8 yes, 8 no. Do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote no.
Bajan votes no. 8 yes, no, 9 no.
Okay, so can we move on with the minutes, please?
Coburn, back.
I'm sorry, Coburn, go ahead.
So I have an amendment to the, I'm assuming we're talking about all four sets of minutes. I have an amendment to the February 12th meeting minutes. And,
okay.
Point of information, please.
Yes, Caroline.
Are we voting on these independently or as a group? If we have motions to amend or discuss, I believe we need to vote on them independently.
Okay, well, let's take them one at a time then. Is there any objection to taking them one at a time? Okay, then we'll take them one at a time. 7:31:14. Are there any objections to approving the minutes for 7:31:14? There are no objections. Those minutes are approved. Next is 8:14:14, August 14:14. Any objection to approving August 14:14?
I have to object because I have to abstain or just show me as an abstention.
Okay. Well, we've had Madam Secretary, can you show, indicate Robert Mark as an abstention for August 14:14?
And Burden as well, please.
This is for which, the August 14th?
August 14th, yes.
I do have a question about those.
Point of privilege, Brian. Can whoever is watching the Republican debate please mute their phone?
Okay. Carolyn, you have a question?
Yes, there was a motion by Brian Edwards Tickert to that the interim executive director, Margie Wilkinson, I believe, hire a national election supervisor and hold elections before the end of 2014. That motion passed. Was that motion ever acted upon? Does anybody know?
Well, that's not a debate about the action. We're just talking about the minutes. Is that in the August 14 minutes?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So the question is not whether any of our motions are acted upon. It's merely that it happened at that meeting. So unless you're amending the minutes, we will move on. Thank you.
Well, the answer to my question was told me whether we need to amend those minutes, but I guess you're correct. All right. So the motion was never acted upon. Thank you.
Okay, so two extensions for August 14th. Okay, I'm driving fast now, so I can't read the next minute. Janet?
One moment.
I have a question about those minutes for August 14th. Another question, please.
Okay. Okay,
go ahead, Caroline.
I guess it's a parliamentary inquiry. I don't know how to address this, but the motion has a statement of fact in it. It was in the motion that the censure of Heather Gray and Richard Uzzell was because the judge affirmed that something was invalid. That statement is incorrect. However, we passed that motion. I don't know how to address correcting that, the fact that the motion itself was faulty, but the statement was incorrect and was not challenged at the time. It's in the minutes, and
so
I don't know how to address that.
You make a motion to amend the minutes, but it depends. The minutes are only a record of what actually happened in the meeting. You do know that. I know you know
I
that.
Do. I don't know how to correct a factual statement, which
I'm
is
sorry.
Bad.
Point of information?
Yes, Adriana and Serene.
I don't understand. We cannot try to correct things that happened before. The only thing that we can correct when we accept or not the minute is that happened or didn't happen the way that is said in the minute. Know if you ideologically agree or not. Please can stop wasting time and I don't know, I'm sorry, but...
Yes.
Madam Chair, is that correct? There's no way to correct that?
That's correct. Serene?
Yeah, I know that we've had this discussion a few times before. The time to amend a motion is when the motion is presented to the body, not when the minutes of the meeting are presented to the body. So
was that information subsequent to the presentation?
I'm sorry, I'm not addressing you.
Okay.
I'm
addressing you, though, the motion, your point
okay.
is not well taken.
Miss Brazan, if you could call that person
yes.
to
yes.
order.
Okay, so, yes, I think we're all in agreement, strongly a reflection of what actually happened. And so, Madam Secretary, are you there?
Sorry, I was on mute again. Okay, so this is for approving the September 4th, 2014 minutes. Yes?
No, I think we're still on August 14th.
Oh, sorry.
Yes. Okay, thank you. So that's why I wanted to take this so we can get to the next set of minutes. Thank you.
Okay. So, calling the roll, Alan.
Alan abstains.
Alan abstains. Argueta.
Scissors.
I have a point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We're in the middle of a roll call.
Yes, we're in the middle. Well, points of order are always in there.
My point of order is that these
points
minutes...
points of order during voting have to be held till the end of the vote.
Oh, excuse me, but it's about why we're even voting. Because, in fact, there was no objection to this. We were about to move on to the next set of minutes when Carolyn
There's
asked a question that we clearly know has nothing to do with what we're doing here.
But the chair has
objects to the motion and asks for a roll vote. Thank you.
The chair has asked for a vote, please. Continue with the roll call. No more interruptions with the roll call, please. Janet.
Burden.
No.
Burden votes no. Steve Brown. Can't hear you. Castanave.
Yes.
Castanave votes yes. Coleman. Can't hear you. Diaz.
Aye and aye.
Diaz votes yes. Edward Steekert.
Yes.
Edward Steekert votes yes. Coburn abstains. Lane Ewart.
Abstain.
Lane Ewart abstains. Mark. Can't hear you. Medina.
Abstain.
Mark abstains. Medina.
Yes.
Medina votes yes. Norman.
Yes.
Norman votes yes. Rodine. Oh, all right. Reyes?
Yes.
Reyes votes yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Roberts votes yes. Tucker?
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Wilkinson votes yes. One moment. Steve Brown? Coleman?
Those have nothing to do with politics.
All right.
Steve Brown vote no.
Steve Brown votes no. Okay, one moment.
Can you hear me?
Now I can. How do you vote?
I vote no.
Coleman votes no. Okay, I'm counting. I have nine yes, 3, no, 4 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote yes.
Brazan votes yes, so that's 10, 3, 4.
Thank you. The next set of minutes, 9:14. Is there any objection to approving September 4th of 14 minutes?
Burden abstains.
Okay.
I have to abstain again, too.
Okay. So that was Burden and Robert Mark. Okay.
Madam Chair, we're now at time on minutes approval.
Okay, so we have to call it on everything.
Most of the minutes.
Who is this?
Robert.
Well, no, all the minutes were on the table.
No, we voted one by one. We're voting one by one. We only have to vote on the one that's up at this point.
I'm sorry, but I did the motion.
The motion was for all
the minutes.
We just divided. Parliamentarian, sure. Brian?
When you come to the end of a time limit item, you vote on all pending motions. If you have one motion that is divided, then all the component parts of it are pending.
Okay, thank you.
I disagree with that.
Okay, so the rest of the minutes are... I'm in a red light. Did I create it? Okay, September 4th of 14 and February 12th of 15. And are there any objections to approving those?
Chair,
absolutely.
Chair,
absolutely.
I move to extend for 5 minutes.
Who is that?
Cobrin.
Okay. Is there a second? Okay, no second.
I'll second it.
We'll second that.
Okay, I'll put Mark second.
A Muslim. He allowed the rabbit with...
Call the roll.
Alan.
Alan abstains.
Alan abstains. Burden?
No. Absolutely
Burden,
not.
No. Steve Brown.
And I think the court is now right now. You finally said no.
Steve Brown can't hear you. Cascade?
Yes.
Steve Brown votes yes. Cascade? No. Cascade votes no. Coleman?
Coleman abstains.
Coleman abstains. Diaz?
No. And would somebody knock off the debate, please?
Diaz? No. Edwards Tiekert?
Abstains.
Edwards Tiekert abstains. Coburn votes yes. Lane Ewart?
Abstain.
Lane Ewart abstains. Mark?
Yes.
Mark votes yes. Medina?
For the
can't
minutes, I'm
you.
Sorry.
This is to extend 5 minutes.
Oh, I vote no.
Medina votes no. Norman?
No.
Norman, no. Reyes?
Abstain.
Reyes abstains. Roberts? Can't hear you. Tucker?
No.
Can't hear. Tucker votes no. Wilkinson?
No.
Wilkinson votes no. One moment.
Did you call everybody? The whole world? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So I have, sorry, 3 yes, 7 no, 5 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'll abstain.
Brazan abstains. That's 3, 7, 6. Failed.
Okay. Thank you. So now we will, did we vote? We didn't vote on those last two that was on the floor. Were there any objections? Or did we do this already? Madam Secretary.
Again, I have to abstain to voting on minutes of the meeting I was not in attendance at, so that means I have to abstain on both of them.
Okay,
so
thank
we're
you.
Voting on one at a time, right? So First, it's the September 4th, 14th.
Okay.
Should I call the roll, or do you want to ask?
Robert, point of information.
Robert and Carolyn abstain. You can't do anymore. We're calling the roll. We came to time.
Well, right, exactly. So, everybody, you already asked if there were objections. Nobody objected. There were only two abstentions.
No, we had two. We had an abstention.
That's an objection.
Right, but are there no objections other than those two abstentions for September 4th?
No, you still have to call the roll, Jen.
All right, should I call the roll, Chair?
Please.
Alan.
Chair.
September 4th, 14th. Alan.
I'm sorry.
We've already dealt with that.
We
Alan
did not.
Abstains.
Alan abstains.
Point of order?
She does. They would be able to...
Burden.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
No. Madam Chair, would you call a member to order?
Carolyn Burden, please be quiet. I'm addressing the chair. You're not the chair of anything.
I just addressed the chair to call you to order.
We're in the middle, both of you, we're in the middle of a roll call vote. You can have your point of order at the end of it. Janet.
We just voted on
Madam
this.
Chair.
Oh, my God. A waste of time.
Burden, how do you vote on September 4th minute?
No.
Burden votes no. Steve Brown.
Abstain.
Steve Brown abstains. Kasnave.
Yes.
Kasnave votes yes. Coleman. Can't hear you. Diaz.
No. Coleman.
Coleman votes no. Diaz.
Aye, aye.
Diaz votes yes. Edward Seekert.
Yes.
Edward Seekert votes yes. Cobrin abstains. Lane Ewart.
Abstain.
Lane Ewart abstains. Mark. Can't hear you.
Still abstaining.
Medina. Okay. Mark still abstaining. Medina.
Yes.
Medina votes yes. Norman.
Yes.
Can't hear you. Norman votes yes. Reyes.
Reyes votes yes.
Reyes votes yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Roberts votes yes. Tucker?
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Wilkinson votes yes. Okay, one moment. I have 9 yes. 2 no, 5 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote yes.
Bazan votes yes, so that's 10, 2, 5.
Okay, the last set, 2, 12, 15.
Alan.
Alan abstains.
Alan abstains. Burden.
Burden votes no.
Burden votes no. Steve Brown. Can't hear you. Kasnave.
Yes.
Kasnave votes yes. Coleman.
Who's laughing?
Coleman. How do you vote? Diaz.
Aye and aye.
Diaz votes yes. Edward Seekert.
Yes.
Edward Seekert votes yes. Coburn votes no. Lane Ewart.
Yes.
Can't hear you. Lane Ewart votes yes. Mark.
Mark votes yes.
Mark votes yes. Medina.
Yes.
Medina votes yes. Norman.
Yes.
Norman votes yes. Reyes.
Reyes abstains.
Reyes abstains. Roberts.
Yes.
Roberts votes yes. Tucker.
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Wilkinson votes yes. Steve Brown. Coleman.
Yes.
Coleman votes yes. One moment. I have 11 yes, 2 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote yes.
Bazan votes yes. That's 12-2-2.
Okay, so thank you very much, everyone. Now we're moving on to the executive director report. Mr. Prophet, are you on the phone?
I am indeed.
I'm sorry, point of information?
Oh, yes, sorry. Go ahead, Serene.
Did we not approve the bylaws amendment thing happening right now? My motion was to do it after a minute.
She's correct.
You're correct. I'm looking at the printed out agenda. Sorry. Okay.
Question, Mrs. Bryan?
Yes.
What is the time limit on this item?
It is on the agenda for, let's see, government.
What?
They're not, the time for all of the committee reports and motions is 45 minutes. The time was not divided up among them.
I'm sorry, okay. This is Serene.
Serene had a time on her item, I think.
When I asked for the agenda item, I asked for 20 minutes. I said if we were going to combine it with the governance thing, then we should probably assign 25 minutes.
Okay. Well, it'll take that long, but okay, let's go.
Well, hopefully not. We don't have to use it. Okay.
So, sorry, I just need to clarify. Am I keeping time on this?
Yes.
On what length of time?
25 minutes.
25 minutes.
Okay. So, is this for the ED report, or is there another item?
No. This is, we amended the agenda to put the governance motion and Serene's motion at this point in the agenda. And I'm going to ask Tony. Tony Norman, are you on the phone? Tony?
Yes.
Tony will be chairing this item because I made the motion on the governance committee on this issue. And I was going to ask George to do it, but he's not on the call. Okay. Tony will be chairing this item. And so it's a governance committee motion that was passed. And then Serene has her motion.
Okay.
Right.
How much time we have on this item? How much time do we have on this item?
25 minutes.
Okay,
yes,
and I guess who's going to present the governance committee motion? And then
Lydia is, and then we can decide whether Serene substitute or whatever. No,
so Lydia,
you're going to
present.
Point of order?
Yes, Serene.
Okay. The motion that I made when we were amending the agenda was to deal with the bylaw, the amendment of the bylaw amendment timeline, which was noticed on the 30th. And I said that the governance committee motion that had been brought up could be attached to it. So it seems to me we should be dealing with the primary motion before we deal with what was a substitute on the governance committee.